what I would just have you guys do now is look at the books together, and the way you'd normally look at books together.
Okay.
You're not any different.
What is that? A caterpillar?
Top ladder.
And you know what I told you a caterpillar turns into? And it flies? What it turns into?
Yeah, it turns into a butterfly.
We saw some pretty butterflies out in the backyard yesterday, huh?
What are these?
You say little round colors? You know some of these colors?
Show it to me. What color is that? Show me, I'll say some more. Can you talk a little bit louder? What's that?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's that N. No, that's a G, not a Q. That's a G. Something else, what the moon comes out at nighttime, what comes out during the daytime when it be hot? The moon comes out at night, what be out in the daytime with shining through your window in the morning? What be getting your eyes when I get you dressed in the morning and I let the shade up? And it hurts your eyes when I let the shade back down, what do that be? Sun. Don't you know what the sun is? You be seeing the sun in my eyes. Okay. Do you know what any of these words say over here? Hmm? Look, you know, that's a word right there, a one-letter word.
Oh.
Yeah. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. Do you see an egg laying on a leaf? Look at what, you know what color leaf is? What color? Okay, do you see the leaf? Where is it? You see the leaf on the book? Look at it, I guess a big leaf. And do you see a little egg on the leaf? Yep, that's the egg right there. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. Turn the page. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and popped. Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry, what is that?
Caterpillar.
Yeah, caterpillar. And that's the big sun. See, the sun is what helped the egg hatch. And when the little egg hatched, the caterpillar came out. He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three. Well, they look different in the plums we buy, huh? But they spell plum. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate through four, but he was still hungry.
on Friday, he ate through five oranges. But he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of
cake.
And what color cake is that? It's called chocolate. He ate one. What's that? You and the kids had them in the backyard yesterday. You know what that is. What's that on the top? Ice cream cone. And he ate one. What is that? Be in the job, you and Don like to eat them up all the time. A green, sour. What is it? Pickle. One slice of Swiss. What's that? One slice of salami. One. That's a lollipop. And one piece of cherry pie. One sausage. And one.
Cupcake.
Yep, one cupcake. And one slice of. That night, he had a stomach ache. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that, he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a cocoon. He put a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon and pushed his way out. Guess what he was when he came out? You know what he was when he came out of the cocoon? Huh? Yeah, but when he goes into the cocoon, he comes out as something else. As a what?
Butterfly.
Yeah. Butterflies start off by being a caterpillar, the little worm that go inch like that, and they build a cocoon around them, and after a few weeks, they turn into a beautiful butterfly. Now, what they doing on that picture? What do it look like they doing? Yep, the owl is drinking some soda through a straw. He's eating a cookie and he got some soda in his cup. That's a package of cookies right there that he's eating. A little bear right there sitting in front of a cup. And over here is an apple. And that looks like some jam right there. What next, baby bear? Now, what do you see in that picture right there? You see more than the bear. What else you see in the picture? And what are those little things?
What?
Round the moon.
Stop.
Okay. Can I go to the moon? Asked baby bear. You see? Do you know the word bear when you see it? What does it start with? You know what it sounds like? What? Okay, ain't acting too cooperative, huh? No, you can't, said Mrs. Bear. It's bath time. Anyway, you have to find a rocket first. Baby Bear found the rocket in the closet under the stairs. He went looking for a rocket because he wanted to go where? Yep, he wanted to go to the moon. He found a space helmet on the drain board in the kitchen and a pair of space boots on the mat by the front door. Look what he got on his head for a helmet. He Yeah, that, that you use when you're cooking spaghetti and food and you want to strain it, huh? He packed his teddy bear and some food for the journey, and he took off up the chimney.
Okay. He took off up the chimney.
Whoosh! Out into the night. Ooh, he shot up through the chimney. On his way where? Okay. An owl flew past. What a great rocket, he said. Where are you going? To the moon, said Baby Bear. Would you like to come too? Yes, please, said the owl. An airplane roared out of the clouds. Baby Bear waved and some of the passengers waved back. You see the passengers in the plane? Okay. You been on a plane before? Do you like riding on the plane? On and on they flew, up and up, above the clouds, past millions of stars, until at last they landed on the moon. There's nobody here, said Baby Bear. There are no trees, said the owl. It's kind of boring, said Baby Bear. Should we have a picnic? What a good idea, said the owl. They had a picnic. We better go, said Baby Bear. My bath must be ready by now. Off they went, down and down. The owl got out and flew away. Goodbye, he said. It was nice to meet you. It rained, and the rain dripped through Baby Bear's helmet. Uh-oh, it's raining on him. Home went Baby Bear, back down the chimney and into the living room carpet with a bump. Whoops, he bumped real hard until everything turned over. Turning his face. Mrs. Bear came into the room. How did you get so dirty, she gasped, as she took him to the bathroom. You look like you've been up the chimney. Turning his face. I have, said Baby Bear. First I found the rocket, then I put on my space helmet, and then I flew to the moon. Oh my, said Mrs. Bear, laughing. What will you think of next? He didn't believe he had went to the moon, did he, huh? He went all with his imagination. That imagination can take you a lot of places. You know, when you be playing like you and Don be going shopping and adding up all the food.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can I take a look at a book that Crystal likes? She has a short story, or if it's easier, I can have another book.
But go bring one of your books.
Another short story is fine.
Okay. The Berenstain Bears. Learn about strangers. Brother and Sister Bear, who live with their mama and papa in the big tree house down a sunny dirt road deep in bear country, look quite alike, except for the fact that brother was a boy cub and sister was a girl cub. They were alike in many ways, and even though they each had hobbies, brother loved to build and fly model planes, sister had all sorts of special interests. They enjoyed many of the same things, bike riding, baseball, soccer, frisbee, and just getting out and enjoying nature. Okay, you can turn the pages when I get ready, okay? Yes, brother and sister were alike in many ways, but in some important ways they were different. Brother Bear was cautious and careful and a little wary of strangers. Sister, on the other hand, wasn't the least bit wary. She was friendly to a fault. Just about everybody that came her way got a big hello. Hello, butterfly. Hello, frog. Hello, Mr. Truck Driver. Hello, Mr. Shopper. Brother worried about sister's free and easy way with strangers. Strangers weren't a problem for him. Not talking to strangers suited cautious and careful brother just fine. But friendly to a fault, sister was different. She talked to everybody. Hello. Hi. Sister said, brother, you're going to have to stop there. Stop what, she asked, talking to strangers. It's just not a good idea. Why, she wanted to know. Why shouldn't I talk to strangers? What harm is there in it? Is there something wrong with strangers? Said brother, thinking about it for a moment. Those aren't questions for a brother. Those are for mama and papa. Sister Bear, I'm glad you asked those questions, said Papa Bear in his deepest and most serious voice. The reason you should never talk to a stranger and never even take presents from a stranger and never, ever, ever go anywhere with a stranger is that it's dangerous. What's dangerous about it? She asked, wide-eyed. What can happen? Oh, dear, thought Mama Bear. I do hope Papa can tell Sister about strangers without making everything scary. All sorts of things, Papa said. Here, look at the newspaper. As she looked at it, her eyes got wider and wider. This is what she saw. Stranger Barber's Cub. Chief Grizzly Bear questioned strangers. Missing cub found. I hope you're paying attention to all this, called Papa to Brother Bear. Yes, Papa, said Brother, looking up from his airplane. When Sister asked for a bedtime story that evening, Papa said, of course, I have just the one. It was in an old book that Papa had kept since he was a cub. The story was called Silly Goose and Wily Fox. It told how Silly Goose got into a conversation with Wily Fox, and before Silly knew quite what was happening, she found herself in Wily's lair. This is how the story ended. Later, when somebody tapped on her shoulder, she jumped a mile, even though it was just Mama. Turn the next page. How was everything at the village green? Asked Mama on the way home in the car. Sister sat in front with Mama and Brother rode in the back with a barrel of apples. All right, I guess, said Sister, but there were so many strangers. Later at home, when Mama and Sister were getting ready to make applesauce, Mama said, you know, what Papa told you was quite right. It's not a good idea to talk to strangers or accept presents or rides from them. But she continued, that doesn't mean that all strangers are bad. Why, chances are, there wasn't a single person on that green that would harm a fly, much less a fine little cub like you. The trouble is, well, it's like this barrel of apples. There's an old saying that goes, there'll always be a couple of bad apples in every barrel. That's the way it is with strangers. Cubs have to be careful because of the few bad apples. Look, said Sister, I found one. It's all bumpy and has a funny shape. In turn. Well, it certainly is strange looking, said Mama. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. You can't always tell from the outside what are the bad apples. She cut it in half. See, she said, it's fine inside. Now, here's one that looked fine on the outside. But inside is all wormy. Yuck, said Sister. What's up? Asked Brother. A bad apple, said Sister. Double yuck, said Brother. Hey, I'm going to the meadow to fly my new pusher plane. Wanna come? Sure, Sister said. I can pick some wild flowers. Oh, you and Don picked wild flowers for me yesterday, huh?
Yeah.
She felt much better now, more like her old friend herself. The pusher plane was a great success, and the cubs was about to head home when someone drove onto the meadow with a big, beautiful orange and green model airplane. Wait, said Brother, I want to watch. It's a radio control job. Sister went back to picking wildflowers, but before she knew it, Brother was talking to the stranger. She knew her brother was talking to the stranger, for that's what he was, a stranger, no matter how big and beautiful his radio control job was. She dropped her wildflowers and she ran over to them. I'm going to send it up and follow in my car, the stranger was saying. Won't you come along? Whoa, said Brother, and he would have if Sister hadn't grabbed his arm and said, don't you dare. The stranger drove off, followed in his airplane, and Sister ran home shouting, Brother talk to a stranger. Brother talk to a stranger. But it was a big orange and green radio control job, said Brother. That doesn't matter, said Papa. We have rules about strangers, and they're important. We have rules about tattletales, too, said Brother glaring at Sister. Sister wasn't tattling. Tattling is telling just to be mean, explained Mama. And Sister was telling... And Sister was telling because she loves you and was worried. Do you think that fellow was a bad apple as Brother? Probably not, said Mama. That's right, said Sister. Most folks are friendly and nice and wouldn't hurt a fly, but you'd have to be careful just in case. Speaking of apples, said Mama, how about some of this applesauce I just made? As they sat having a dish of Mama's delicious applesauce, Brother and Sister thought about what they had learned that day. There was quite a lot to think about. For Brother and Sister's rules for cubs. Turn the page. Never talk to strangers. Never take candy or gifts from strangers. Never go anywhere with strangers. Don't keep secrets from your parents, especially if someone asks you to. Your body is your own personal property and nobody else's business, especially the private parts. While you're real little, of course, Mama and Papa may help you with your bath or in the bathroom, and your doctor is in the body business and will have to examine you from time to time, even when you're not little. Use your common sense. We can't have rules for everything. Common sense is what makes us safe by telling us what to do in situations that are not covered by rules. Okay, that was the end of that one. Stop it. We'll put something on it. Just stop it from entering.